Glory to God. Say it with me. Eternal salvation. Eternal redemption. Perfected forever. Sanctified. Made holy. Washed. Cleansed. Perfected. In him. There is no blemish that against me can prevail. There is no blemish. There is no wrinkle that against me can prevail. I am the workmanship of God. I am God's handiwork. I am God's living poem. I am God's handiwork. I am God's craftsmanship. Holy, righteous, pure, perfect, clean. I am 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 clean. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! Woo! Glory to God. I am clean. Glory to God. Don't you just want to give him thanks tonight? Sanctified forever, made holy in the Lord. I am made holy. I am made holy in the Lord. I am sanctified forever. I am made holy. Made holy in the Lord. Made perfect forever. I am sanctified. I am made holy. I am made holy. I am made holy in the Lord. I am clean. So, so clean. I am clean. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have been made clean. Perfected forever by your blood. I have been made holy, perfected forever by the Lord. I acknowledge this man. I acknowledge this man. I acknowledge this man. He has done it all for me. I acknowledge this man. This man, Jesus, God's voice to me. I acknowledge this man. I acknowledge this man. Jesus is God's voice to me. Glory to God. You just want to thank him there. Sit down. Glory to God. Sit down. Amen. Glory. Look at John 3. Yeah. Just trying to find a common point to start. John 3. How many people here have eternal redemption? Say, I've got it. Is there any man that has the Son that does not have the life? He that has the Son has the life. What life is this? That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting, eternal life. Glory to God. Look at John 20. You know, you and I first need to know we are clean. We've been washed clean by himself. You know who washed you? Himself. Not an assistant. Himself. You are God's handiwork. And if it says you are clean, yes, you are. Glory to God. Look at John 20. Verse 31. For these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have what? Through his name. That is John 20, 31. That's the Gospel of John. For these are written that you what? Might. That you what? Might believe. So, John's gospel was written to get people to what? Believe. 1 John 5. 1 John 5. Verse 13. 1 John 5. So, John wrote two letters. From this perspective, or four, if you want to count them that way. But look at 1 John 5. Verse 13. These things have I written unto you that what? I've written unto you that what? Why did John write in John 20? That they might believe. In 1 John 5, it's written to those that have believed. Is there a difference? Yeah. Now, look at verse 13. It says, these things I've written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may, that you may, that you may. Are we to believe? No, sir. No, ma'am. Are we to believe? The believer is a believer. Is not to believe, is to know. Is to be able to acknowledge the realities. That what has been done is done. The unbeliever needs to be made to believe. The believer has believed. The epistles are written not to make us believe, but to make us know. Hallelujah. Now, so 1 John 5, 13. These things I've written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know. Somebody say no. No. That you may know that you have. Say that you may know that you have. I shall know that I have. I shall know that I have. What should I know that I have? Eternal life. It means it's already a fact. By believing, it became yours. In the epistles, we teach men so that having gone beyond the door of entering in, they can know the resources that are theirs in Christ. The believer's greatest need is that he might know. He might know. If he doesn't know, it will be as though he never had it, but he's got it. If he doesn't know, what if a man says, I changed my mind? We just make him know. He just needs to know. He just needs to know. He needs to know. I said, I've written unto you that you might know. That you might know. What does the believer need to do? Do we tell him, have faith? Do we tell him believe? Pray and believe. Just struggle. No. No. See, the Christian life is going from believing to knowing. Right? It's going from believing to knowing. Why do you come to the local assembly? Why do you come to the edifying assembly? When you come around, you hear things that remind you of what is already yours. You know. You hear a message and say, yep, I've got that. Yep, that is mine. Yeah, that's so mine. Not, I'm going to get it. The Christian is not meant to run helter-skelter. The Christian is the tabernacle of God. The Christian belongs to those things that cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. He said, I might know. Say with me, I should know. I should know. See, you measure. Some people are going to choke on this. That's why I coughed first. So I've coughed. The Bible says of Abraham that Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for what? Then it says, Abraham believed, or it says, he that believeth that God is the justifier, that God justifies the ungodly. God, who does God justify? On account of an ungodly believing. When a man believes, what does God call that man? Righteous. Which means God's morality is your believing. Right? So who is a moral person before God? The man that believes. Now, so what the Christian needs is not morals. He needs knowledge. The Christian growth is a growth in knowledge. Did you get that? We are believers. To believe is to have morals before God. To be a believer is to be the moral one. So we don't need to add more morals to you. If you wanted morals, you go to the Shintoist, the Taoist, the Mohammedan, the Islamist. They got morality. But what the believer has are the assured resources of God's eternal nature in Christ. That believer is now to know. How do you know? I have written unto you. So you don't find that kind of language in Genesis, in Malachi, in Exodus, in John. I've read to you John now. John will say that you may believe. First John will say, you already believe, now you need to know. Hallelujah. See, as a believer, there is so much in you that you need to now know. Look at Philippians. Philemon in verse 6. About Philemon in verse 4. I thank my God, making mention of thee always. Making mention of thee what? Always. Philemon verse 4. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my. What do believers do? Prayers. The believer is a prayer. Right? Then we do what we are. We pray. Well, why do we pray? We are prayers. Yeah. Say with me, I'm a prayer. I'm a praying machine. Yeah, so you pray 2 hours, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just keep praying. Why are you praying? Just to pray. In praying, they prayed. Hallelujah. Is there anything? No. It's who I am. Now, look at verse 5. Hearing of your love and faith, which you have towards the Lord Jesus. In other words, you are a saint. And towards all what? Towards all what? Guys, what are we? What are we? You know what saint means? The holiest. Say, I am. The holiest. Let me tell you a secret. I am a preacher of holiness. Yeah. You get it? You get it? And I tell you, you got it. Say, I am holy.
I am
the holiest. Hallelujah. Amen. There's this song I heard a few days ago. Holy ground. I like the way that guy is laughing. He's laughing like from where to where. We're standing alone. You're not standing on holy ground. You yourself. That is why there are angels all around. They came to study you. Say, I am the university of them angels. I'm a good lecturer. I'm a good lecturer. I have PhD life. Yeah, now, see. It says in Philemon, it says, verse 5, hearing of your love and faith, which thou hast towards the Lord Jesus and towards all the saints. When I pray for you, I pray because you are what? A saint. Not to make you a saint. My prayers couldn't make you anything that Jesus couldn't make you. So we pray from sainthood, not to be saints. Yeah. Now, so look at verse 6. What is Paul's prayer? Look at verse 6, Paul's prayer. That the communication or fellowship, the better word, that the sharing, better word, right? That the sharing of your faith may become, so it can become effectual. It talks of their faith and love in verse 5. Then it says that faith can become effectual. How does it become effectual? By the what? By the what? What do you acknowledge? Every good thing. 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 Which is? Which is? Which is? Say in moi. In me. Where is it? Where is it? Where are the good things? Where is every good thing? Where is every good thing? Where is prophecy? Tongues? Utterance? Interpretation? Revelations? Miracles? Signs? Wonders? Glory! Glory to God! Amen. See, that's the way you do it. It's in me, in me, in me, in me, in me. Peter said, silver gold I don't have, but what I got. Say, I got it. Glory. Says, what? You know, today, some Pentecostals, will have said, don't look at us, oh, look at Jesus. You want a miracle? You want miracle? It said, look on us. Wait, why? Colossians says, Christ in me. Where is he? In me. Where is he? In me. Who should I look at? Me. Hallelujah. It says, what I have, I, not God, I give it to you. And when I give you, God has given it. Remember, you are holy. So holy is irrevocable. God couldn't say, what you did last night, I changed my mind. It's not going to. When you've done it, it's done. Until you do it, it's not done. Peter said, what I got, I give to you. Say with me, all the good things are in me. For me to share, to communicate, by acknowledging. I got the miracles. I got the prophecy. I've got a tongue. I've got a sound. I've got a hymn. I've got a spiritual song. Miracles flow out of me. I got it. Glory to God. Glory to God. You got it. That's first prayer. That the communication, the fellowship, the distribution, the sharing. I heard you guys had a president's wife who said long ago, all these things you are sharing. You know, when you come to church, we should just be sharing. Just say, sit down. It's my turn to do the miracle. Sit down. You know, You should be calling Pastor Kwe, say, Pastor Kwe, I'm angry. Why was it that it was that sister that did the miracle yesterday and last year, the day before? When we gather tonight, it's me. It's me. Pastor Kwe, would you like that kind of anger? I'm angry. They show favoritism in that church. I've had miracles, so they didn't let me do it. Because we have it. We have this treasure. We have this treasure. Say with me, I have this treasure. I've got this treasure. I got it. Yeah, we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power might be of God. You will never share his glory. No. We have it. We have it. We have it. Hallelujah. We have it. See, that's knowledge. Not someday in the by and by. I am somebody someday. It will happen one day. My name is one day. When that day comes, this is that day. Hallelujah. Jesus said, greater than a Solomon is here. Yeah. So, see. Philemon 6. That the communication of my faith may become. Say with me. It becomes better as I exercise it. It becomes better as I exercise myself in it. I've got it. Whisper it. I've got it. Say with me. My heart is calm. I've got it. Now, if I was to ask you, who has a prophecy here? This sharing time. All those prophecies you are sharing. When we say who has it, you then say that the communication of my people will come effectual by my hand. I have got it. That's it. See, you don't even know, your brain doesn't know the words, but this thing wasn't given to your brain. The security of our redemption is not our brain, it's Him. Colossians 2, it says, Christ in you. Or 1:27, Christ in you. Groundbreaker. Now, Christ in me. No, a man ought to talk in tongues at the beginning of a service. He doesn't walk in with a swagger, akahalos. Hey. Amen. You're like, I'm going to happen to somebody today. Amen. Glory to God. It says, I've written unto you that you may know. There's a way that those that know act. Let me ask you, what is 1 + 1? 1 + 1. Does it matter if I scream? It's still 2 now. Who has something? I do. Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes, sir.
What about that thing? Which thing? I dare you to say it. Which thing? Hallelujah. When the voice of the accuser comes to many people, tells them, you're not clean. You're not whole. You screamed on your dog yesterday. You shouted on the lizard. You kicked your car. You're a bad Christian. You are the black sheep. That's the voice of the accuser. What do you acknowledge? Every good thing. Where are the good things? In me. It's still there. It is an acknowledgement away. Yeah, see. Philemon 6, that the communication of your faith may become effectual. By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you, Christ Jesus. What is where? In you in Christ. John 3. John 3. So you have it, don't you? Do you have it? You have it. Look at John 3. John 3. Glory to God. Say with me, ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Where is the laugh? In there. Where is the dance? In there. You got it. You got it. You got it. Ha ha ha. Glory. Yeah. You see, I carry with me all of the heaven I need. In the heavenlies, rocking with Jesus, side to side. Oh, got you. Now, see, look at John 3. John 3. Verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be what? Born again means born from above. That means not born after the human method. Not born with human hands. Not born through the human way. Born again. The word again there is better put above. Except a man be born from above. Right? He cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, when a man is born from above, he can see the kingdom. Therefore, contained within the new birth is the power of visions. To see. Say with me, I see and know. I see. I know. I see. I know. The spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing in manifestation shall be. Hallelujah. Yeah. So John 3, verily, verily, Jesus is swearing. He's like saying, we're light a lie. He doesn't lie, oh. When Jesus starts doing we're light, that's verily, verily. Verily, verily, I say unto yourself, a man be born again. He cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Verse 3 or verse 5. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be what? Born of water and of. What did Jesus say before? Born again. What did he call it after? Born of water and spirit. So water and spirit means again. Again. Yeah, again. It's a figure of speech. Yeah. He's not talking about hydraulics. He's not talking about maritime services. He's not talking about swimming pool. He's not talking about water baptism. He's talking about born again. His subject matter is born from above. He called it for emphasis. He's talking to a teacher of the law. The guy ought to know. So the guy then started talking about biological birth. He said, I mean born of water and spirit. In the Greek, it's born of water, that is the spirit. Right? Except a man be born of the water, I mean the spirit. Except a man be born of water, I'm saying the spirit. Now, are you there? Now, look at verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the is what's that spirit in the previous verse? Water. Water that is right. Water, I mean spirit. It now says for clarity, that which is born of the spirit is. So, spirit births spirit. That first spirit is God. Right? We are of God. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. So, God's spirit now gets into man to become man's spirit. So, what does it mean to be born from above? It means that the spirit of God becomes the spirit of man. So, what does a Christian have? The spirit of God. Which is spirit of man. For that which is born of the spirit is the spirit. So it's the spirit of God becoming the spirit of man. Look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel. Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36. 36. I am clean. Ezekiel 36. I'm going to read verse 26. 25. 25. Remember? Except the man be born of the water and of the spirit. That's English reading. In the Greek, it is born of the water, that is the spirit. So there is a water-spirit connection. Now, look at Ezekiel. Jesus did not pluck that from thin air. Look at Ezekiel 36. Verse 26, 25. Then will I clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness, and you shall be clean. It says, then will I sprinkle what? Clean water. Who is sprinkling the clean water? God. If God says you are clean, you are clean. It says, then will I sprinkle what? Clean water upon you, and you shall be from all. Somebody say all. 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 Hebrews says how many times? Once. For how long? Forever. Now, so Ezekiel said, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, from your idols, will I cleanse you. Who does the cleansing? God. What am I? The cleansed. Seku, the cleansed. I told you, I'm a preacher of holiness. I am holy. On the scale of holiness, say with me, on the scale of holiness, I weigh the same as God. On the scale of holiness, I weigh the same as God. I am as holy as God. My righteousness is of the Lord. On the scale of righteousness, I weigh the same as God. Yep. Yep. Verse 25. 25. 26. A new heart also will I. When you start hearing God give, it reminds you of grace. Reminds you of gift. Did Ezekiel prophesy of grace or not? It did. Did Ezekiel prophesy of grace? Yes. Who is doing the giving? God. Do you give your life to Christ? You had no life to give. We were dead in our sins. No, we don't give our lives. We receive His. It says in verse 26, a new heart also will I give you. A new what? Will I put within? Guys, what is within you? What is within you? Who put it there? So say it this way. My spirit is God's action. My spirit, na God duam. Yeah. Now, so in the new birth, you can accuse God of putting a new spirit inside you. He did it. All right. Now, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away what? Out of your, and I will give you out of. So 26. What did God say He will put within man? A new spirit. What did He call it in verse 25? Sprinkle what? So what is clean water? A new spirit. So when Jesus said, that which is born of the water, even the spirit. Is it true? Yeah. He was simply calling this man's attention to Ezekiel's prophecy. That this is what God said He would do. Guys, if you say, I have a new spirit. Let me say one more time. Ezekiel 36, 25. There will be sprinkling of what? Clean water. And what will happen? You will be clean. That's a promise. If What is that clean spirit called? Answer. What is that clean water called in verse 26? A new spirit. So new spirit equals clean water. Right? Now, so are you baptized by sprinkling of water? Yes. So Father Spirit, that water is spirit. Somebody says, no, it needs to be in a flowing river. It needs to be, no, there's no flowing river. The sprinkling of God is the imparting of spirit. So what we have is spirit baptism. Hallelujah. I am as Baptist as I come. I believe in spirit baptism. Now, anyway, but look at this again. 25. So 26 is a new. What will God give to? What did God notice? Notice. Can you see the difference between Ezekiel and John? Ezekiel prophesied it. I will. John wanted you to believe it. You may. First John wants you to know it. You got it. I will. You may. I got it. Ezekiel's I will. John's I may. His epistles, I've got it. Do you have the spirit? What is the spirit? The cleansing. What is the spirit? The cleansing. Do you have the spirit? Are you cleansed? Yep. It is impossible to say, I have a spirit, I'm not clean. For the spirit is the cleansing. The spirit is the water that cleanses. To receive the spirit is to be cleansed. Say, I am clean. As clean as God. Now, look at verse 27. And I will put. I will do what? Put. In verse 26, what do you have? A new spirit. In verse 27, what did he call it? My spirit. So, what is being born again? God's spirit becoming man's spirit. Right? God's spirit becoming man's spirit. Where did your spirit come from? God's spirit. When God's spirit is in a man, you say he's born again. To be born again is for the spirit of God to be in the spirit of man. To be man's spirit. The same spirit. God called it my spirit. In man, it becomes the new birth. It becomes born from above. That which is born of the spirit is the spirit. John 7. John 7. John 7. John 7. And I'm going to read verse 37. In the last day, in the what? That great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man, are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Good guys, you're not. Because John is written that you may believe. Are you trying to believe? No. Epistles are written that you may? No. Are you thirsty? No. Say, my thirst has been quenched. Now, see. So it says in verse 30. But look at verse 37. Yeah, 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him. If any man thirst, let him. Let him. Let him. How did the writer of Hebrews say this? Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, salvation. Now, how does the man come? Remember Hebrews 3. Don't harden your hearts, which is called don't be in unbelief, instead believe. Right? Good. Now, so look at John 7 again. So Jesus says, if any man thirst, John 7, 37, if any man thirst, let him come. What does it mean to come? Harden not your heart, but believe. Let him come and drink. He. Guys, watch me carefully. So here is a testimony. He's coming to drink. Does this man have the water? No. Another to whom he's coming has the water. And then when he gets to the one that has the water, he drinks the water. Then when he drinks the water from the one that has the water, he will never thirst again, right? Now, look at verse 38. He that believeth on me is the same thing as let him come in the previous verse. So, let him come is the same thing as he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow. Guys, out of whose belly? Jesus. Because Jesus is the one that has the water. To whom the man that believes is coming, that he might drink. And out of the belly of Jesus, the fountain of living waters, water will flow. What is this water? Let's read on. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. 39. Sorry. But this spake he of the which they that believe on him should receive. So if they believe, what happens? At that moment, at that instant, at that point in time, they become recipients. What do they receive? The Spirit. So, what was all the hullabaloo about? The Spirit. Jesus told Nicodemus, "Born that which is born of a spirit is spirit." Ezekiel said, "I'll put a new spirit within you. I'll put my spirit within you." Jesus said, "Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." This spake he of the Spirit. So what's the big deal? It's about spirit. A man that has the spirit has quenched all his thirst. Look at verse 38 or 39. But this spake he of a spirit, which they that believe on him shall receive. For the Holy Ghost. For the what? Holy Ghost there is not. Some people find it more spooky. The word ghost is pneuma. It means spirit. It's same as Holy Spirit. What did God say he will give to us? A new spirit. The spirit of man. It was the Spirit of God. In the new birth, it becomes the Spirit of man. So that Holy Spirit, is it God or you? You. Man. What do we refer to the spirit of a born-again man as? Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God becoming the Spirit of man. God is holy. You are. You remember I've been saying, I'm clean. Are you singing with me? Are you holy? Are you a spirit? Are you a Holy Spirit? Yeah, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. They speak he of the Holy Spirit. That is what he's going to give you in the new birth. Promise. When you believed, what did you receive? Holy Spirit. A new spirit, my spirit, the new creation, the born again man, born from above, son of God, the temple of God, the saints, the believer. Now, see, some people always shiver when I tell them their spirit is Holy Spirit. You mean that? Don't shake. Holy Spirit. Say, I'm holy.
I'm holy.
I'm born from above. God is a spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I am born of God. I'm a saint.
I'm a spirit.
I'm a Holy Spirit.
I am
a Holy Spirit.
I am holy.
So, so holy.
I am holy.
So holy,
been made holy
by the Son. I'm holy. You got to be intoxicated with that fact. I'm holy. You could. God doesn't make them any better than beasts. Hallelujah. see, my guarantee is the Holy One. I'm clean. Clean. Without spot. Without wrinkle. Or any such thing. Do you believe that? Don't hide in your heart, believe it. Yeah. See, so John 7:39, it says, but this speak ye of the Spirit. He just called it the Spirit. Then explained it as Holy Spirit. Which they that believe, show what? Show what? Why? For the Holy Spirit was not, if you have a good Bible, given is italicized, it's not there. So the Holy Spirit was not. The Holy Spirit was not. The new birth was not. Salvation was not. The new creation was not. Was there power? Was there power before this time? Were there prophets? Did they minister in miracles? But the Holy Spirit was not. The new birth, the new creation, fellowship, sonship, redemption was not. But we have come unto him. We've come unto him. We've received the promise of the ages. We have received the substance of himself. He has made us everyone holy. Let it be broadcasted to your hearing and to your mentality. By the instrument of his Son, by his death and sacrifice and resurrection, even by that Spirit, he has entered in. May be holy. I'm holy now. I'm actually holy. I am a Holy Spirit. You know this song? Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Holy Spirit. Now, that song is good if by that you mean us. See the strap line of your church. We gather together for the better. Who gathers? Say we do. When you have gathered, the Spirit of God has gathered. You are the gathering of God. Because you are of God, little children. You tongue that one. Leva rovaria dasa sele. Stock and tongue song. Ervisto prava gadara dasto nombrada. Inamambra dalo gusto cruva de gadisto cale. Irratucul stumbrinicalia prava gadara sisto nombrada kios. Stop. Hallelujah. Say it with me. I am. Holy. Yeah, you are. You know, there are songs I could sing, but you might not know what I mean. Two guys could sing the same song, and they mean something different. The Holy Spirit is not like a dove. Look at him talking to you. I have actually become a son. It is not a figure of speech. See, we say figure of speech, metaphor. This one is not metaphor. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us. We should be called sons of God. He does not yet appear what we should be. But we know when we see him, we shall be like him. For as he is, so are we. Hallelujah. Say with me, Jesus is alive. Do you know he's alive? He's alive again. I'm the proof. Is he alive? Read Colossians 1:27. Glory to God.
I have heard the news of the good things the Lord has done, and I know.
Ah, glory to God. Woo. Say glory.
Glory.
Glory. Amen. Where are you? Where are you? Colossians. Somebody in my church says Colossians. An American guy. Colossians. Look at Colossians. The power is not in the foot of it, it's in the knowing. Call it Colossians, but know what it means. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To whom God will make. See, the epistles about knowing. To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery. Notice, we are not emphasizing the mystery. We're emphasizing the riches of the glory of the mystery, which is called knowledge. We make known. Knowledge is the riches of mystery. When you explain a mystery, its riches are open to you. Right? We are the people of his revelation, of his enlightenment, of his knowing. We are not a people of mystery. Inimakrita ardis goshto koparadani keratios. Frecusto milish hungaras eferusto. Lingrita fratecos ostoluto stubia halavanteles. Lynch hungapatis accreduto frovus mindelike. Limelike povas alesto. Ericto palamans de critalaso. We are not the people mysterious. We are not the people of a mystery. We are not hidden in the darkness. We are not in a hidden place. We are not as a candle hidden under the bushel. We have received the light. We have received the light of life. We have received the light of God. We have received the light. Now put ye the candle on the candlestick. And let the candle give the light. And if you will allow the candle to give the light, your mind shall walk in new vistas, new areas, new arenas of revelation and insight. And the things that were hidden away from your senses and your mind shall no longer be hidden. For the light of life doth shine mightily in the heart of the one that believes, to bring to the man that believes the revelation, the knowledge, the acknowledgement of the reality of a sin. So keep in praise. Hallelujah. Now, Colossians 1:27. It says, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. What is that riches? Which is Christ in you. One more time. Christ in me. One more time. Christ in me. One more time. Christ in me. Wait, who will give prophecies tonight? Christ in me. Who will do miracles? Christ in me. The same Jesus. The same. Same. You know, when we say Jesus is alive, what we mean is Christ in us. When you look at me, you've seen the risen Lord. I am the body of the proof of his resurrection. I am the tangibility of Christ. Wherefore, let him that minister as the oracles of God. Say with me, I am an oracle. A living oracle. Oracle is going to talk tonight. Say it, say it, say it, say it. Say it. Say it. I am a living oracle. Yeah. Peter said it. All that one when they hold the tusk of a mosquito is nothing. And they start doing incantation. That's tusk of a mosquito. Doesn't exist. We know that an idol is nada. Zilch. Oracle won't talk tonight. Hallelujah. Oracle won't yarn. Hallelujah. Amen. Why are we sure? Christ in me. The same Jesus. Christ in me. He's not reduced in power. I do not have his assistant in me. I have a same one. He that is joined to the Lord, one spirit with him. Jesus is alive. Whom will preach unto you? Hallelujah. Great is the mystery of godliness. Jesus is alive. Ask me. Ask me. He's alive today. Ask me. I walk in power. In the glory of God, Jesus is alive. Ask me. I walk in power, walk in glory. Jesus is alive. Ask me. Is he alive? Can you see it? Why is the epistles written? That you may know. That you may know. All this sharing we're going to share tonight. Hello. We are the ones that really have something to share. The riches of that mystery. Christ in you. You know, this is why any believer can prophesy. Any. Born again is the status of spirit, status of holiness, status of power. Hallelujah. Are you there? Now, all of us have it. If you're born again, you have that spirit. You've got it. Look at Acts 2. Acts 2. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts 2, verse 4. And they were all filled. Acts 1. Acts 1, verse 5. Acts 1, 5. Or Acts 1, 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Which said he, you have heard of me. 5. John truly baptized with water. But you shall be baptized with what? You shall be baptized with what? You shall be baptized with what? Not many days hence. Verse 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. See, the Holy Ghost first comes within you. That's the new birth. Anytime that you want power, receive of the Holy Ghost. You shall receive. The word is lambano. You grab. Where's the power? In me. What do you do with it? You lay hold of it. Not in the skies. Not in the hands of God. But given to man. What are you to do? Lay hold of it. As one that has it. You got a spirit. When the Bible says the spirit upon. Normally when you get born again, the spirit is within you. That spirit that was not yet given. Has now been given. Is come within us.
We have the earnest of a spirit. Now, we are to receive power of that spirit by bringing that spirit upon. Something within, coming upon. It's not geography. It just means what was hidden is no longer hidden. Manifested. You get that? Whose job is it to manifest the spirit? Whose job? Whose job? How do you do it? You lay hold. You lay hold of it. You lambano it. You grab it. It is yours to be grabbed anytime you want to do the grabbing. Anytime. He says you. Somebody say me. You shall. Every time you. Now look at Acts 2. Verse 4. And they were all filled with what? Holy Spirit. Simply. They were all filled with what? How many of them? All filled with the Holy Spirit. And who began? Who began? Who is it up to begin tonight? This is where you start shouting. So you answer me back with a me. Right? Whose job is it to begin?
Me.
Who began? They did. Who begin tonight?
Me.
When will you begin?
Now.
Now. It says, and they began. They began to speak with other tongues. Hey, wait. Who began it? Say they did. Say it was mechanical. See, let me tell you what it means to begin. What does it mean to begin to speak? You have an idea. To let sounds pass through your vocal cords. You push it out. You use your tongue to slice the syllables. Then you push it past your lips. You say you have spoken. Is there anything supernatural about speaking? No. It's as natural as a chat person. What is the difference about speaking in tongues? Is that you began to say something other than what you would normally have said. And grow. Hallelujah. You just began to say. How do you speak in tongues? The same way they began. Ja, ha, ha, ho. Suhehota, ha, 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 bele. Lebehota, pa, yutuko, mohunga. What am I doing? I am speaking in order. It is something other than how I normally talk. I am the one talking. I am. Not somebody else. It's not ventriloquism. It's not something moving you. Say, Pastor, what are you doing now? Somebody's moving. No, none of this moving you. Say with me, I am not remote controlled. I will begin. So begin means it's you. You can do. That was fast, right? Or you can do fufuha yahosa ebohumgahediakahata sa. Who is talking? The spirit of God has become the spirit of man, and now I'm laying hold. How is it going to come out? However I want it to. Somebody says you are playing with it. It's my father's thing. Hallelujah. You know that song, Magbe Kekelo. Yeah. See, but now I have brought my keke here. Glory to God. I brought it. It's mine. It's mine. It might not look like yours. I know how to use mine. I know. I have written unto you that you may know. Do you have it? Who is to use it?
Who is going to drive the vehicle of tongues? As you now. You can be a rough driver, smooth driver, reverse, go forward, sideways, start the engine without oil. However you like it. They began. Hallelujah. They began. Have you ever heard anybody prophesy before? Have you ever heard anybody prophesy before? Let me see your hand if you ever heard anybody prophesy. You know what? You know how a man prophesies? By the Spirit. This God's Spirit becoming man's Spirit, now up to you to use. Let me say it differently. The Spirit of God has become the Spirit of man, and that Spirit is up to man to use as man deems fit. As you. So, why are you not talking now? You didn't begin. Why will you start in 2 minutes' time? You want to begin. Hallelujah. Christianity gives to man supernatural initiative, an authorization divine in origin to start things supernatural. Christianity is the miracle of God. So we're just gonna start some things. Begin. Somebody tell me another word for begin. This is grammar class now. Instead of begin, what can you say? Start, orchestrate, initiate, set in motion. Begin. So one of those has to make something to you. Who is going to begin it? Say I. Who is going to initiate it? Say, and they were all filled with the Spirit and began. Wait. If a man is filled with the Spirit, what should he do? What should he do? He begin to. Can he choose not to speak? Is he filled? He is filled, but he stopped short of exercising it to fullness. Are you filled? Yeah. What are you going to do with all that feeling? I like the way that girl laughed. She's going to use it. Hallelujah. By beginning. You know, you can come forward here. I don't know how much more time we have, Pastor. Whether it's tonight or tomorrow, you can come forward here and then you will start something. And you're like, I was too fast. Stop. Who was fast? And the Lord will do it. How many dollars does it? Please will change. Stop. The Lord will do it. Who is talking? It's you. My God is strong. He's powerful. Everything. Who is talking that way? It's you. Somebody, that's the way God moves me. That's the way you move yourself. How about this? Say, I'll be calm. Say, calm down. And I'll be calm. You know, don't talk like somebody who has hot potato in the mouth all the time. Say, you should come like, I want to acknowledge the good things. You get good things now. So don't rush. Make a grand show if you need to be. Be calm. It's not. How quick should you be? However quick you want to be. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me release something and then we. Pastor has refused to tell me how much more time we have. I'm going to interpret that to mean I will just begin. You know, you have the most dangerous pastor. Not me, that man there. Hallelujah. You remember, look, all this thing I've been doing tonight, it wasn't for me to do something. It was for you. To do something. Got it. Now, look at Acts. 13. Acts 13. Verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Acts 13:1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which have been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and who? Saul. Who are those that were there? How many men? Count it. It's 5. Quick, count. It's 5 men. Count. Let me know when you finished. Have you finished counting? How many men? 5 men. Were there 6 men there? Were there 6 men there? How many men were there? Say it out loudly. How many men? Were there 6 men there? 17. 8. How many were there?
5.
Good. Look at verse 2. And as they ministered to the and fasted, the Holy Ghost separated unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called. Now, who was it that spoke? The Holy Ghost said. Now, how many were there? Who spoke? The Holy Ghost. Which Holy Ghost? One of them. Okay. Yeah. The Holy Ghost said. Because it's not the Spirit of God becoming the Spirit of man and can now authentically speak for God. So, the Holy Ghost, it wasn't that God now said, My people. No. One of them spoke and they said, that's the Holy Ghost. Right? Say with me, when I speak, the Holy Ghost has spoken. When I